What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successes? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and we got our co-host right here, producer Britt. How we feeling this morning? How we doing? How we doing?
Good morning, y'all. I feel okay.
Oh yeah.
My voice is a little deep this morning. I lost my voice. Go ahead.
Happy Tuesday. Yeah, I grew up with a girl with a deep voice. Anyway, so yeah, y'all,
like
here on Speaking Success.
I like the raspy voice. I like the raspy voice.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Y'all, so here on Speaking Success in the Morning, we always get into covering a few things. We always love to bring you a little bit of education, love to bring you a little bit of entertainment, as you can tell, and we always got to leave you empowered. All right, y'all, so today is just like that. We're going to roll right into it, but producer Britt, you always like talk a little bit about what we ate for dinner last night. What'd you get down with last night for din?
Really, Jonathan? You hear my voice? I had some leftovers. I had three chicken wings and some fries.
Oh, okay. We must have been in sync because we had some chicken wings over here last night after, you know, got home. I told my son, I said, hey, man, we get home a little bit early. You can go outside, ride the bike. He rode the bike for a little bit. We came in and we also had some chicken wings too. Yeah, it's, man, with parenting, you learn so much, Britt. You learn so much.
What'd you learn?
Because you realize, I realized and I learned that it would make sense for him just to know to stop. But no, my man is not stopping at the road. He's not stopping at the little intersection area to where people drive out from, behind the garage and all that stuff.
So
it's like babysit, like it's constant teaching.
I mean, it's constant teaching. He's a baby. You don't know how to cross the street yet, Jonathan.
I know. It's like, oh wow, that my man didn't already come programmed. We got to program him. We're learning. We're learning the thing. We're doing the stuff. But
he's an animal. We're all animals, but we all gotta be taught.
Taught. Yeah, that's it. So, yesterday after running around with him outside, that was fun. That was cool. And just seeing the progression. Because at one point my man could not stay up on this little bike thing, but now he just moving. Because it don't have pedals. And don't say nothing funny. But it don't have pedals. It's the one where you like push with your feet.
It's what they call
a balance bike. So he can focus on getting his balance first. So
they
then when he starts to pedal, I mean, that's what it is. It makes sense.
Bike.
Yeah, because you can't. Back when we was growing up, you can just put us on the bike with pedals. But then what we doing?
And nothing wrong with that. Bill's character.
Yeah, right. Bill's character and create scars. Okay. Scars, scabs.
A little battle scar. And a little battle scar. Sometimes you gotta get down dirty.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Sure. So,
I have no voice. So we're gonna go ahead and get into Straight from the Source.
Straight from the source. And I wanted to play this clip because as I was looking at the other day, I was like, this is a good message. I never actually knew this from this perspective about Daniel in the lion's den. So I'm going to let Pastor Robert Madu do his thing. And then we're going to come back and we're going to unpack the text just a little bit.
You know how many hours I've logged in church, and for all those Sunday school classes and all those goldfish I ate and all the flannel grass I looked at? Did nobody want to tell me that when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, this wasn't no middle-aged man. He was 80-something years old when they threw him in there with Mufasa and Aslan. You mean to tell me this dude was a senior citizen when they threw him in the lion's den? I started having church this week when I look at the life of Daniel, because I realized at 18 he was faithful to God, and at 80 he was faithful to God. That at 18 they couldn't get him to bow down, and at 80 they couldn't get him to bow down. At 80 18, he was still worshiping God. And at 80, he's still worshiping God. At 18, he said, God, I'll trust you. And at 80, he's still saying, God, I trust you. Daniel says, I'm not just serving God for a day. I'm serving God for decades. And decades will prove that God is faithful.
Yeah. Man, such a powerful word. And thinking about Daniel and the lion's den, I mean, you know, we can, you know, have these ideas. And even I asked my wife last night, I said, how old do you think Daniel was when he got tossed into the lion's den? She was like, I don't know, probably like, you know, like a teenager. Because, you know, a lot of the stories that we hear from the Bible, we think of teenagers. And I guess our mind just goes to that sometimes, maybe based off like, you know, David and Goliath or some of these other stories that we've read and some of these other stories that we know. But knowing that Daniel was 80 getting thrown in the lion's den and just talking about the faithfulness of God. And I wanted to read this text, even though I know this text has to do with David, but the word here of encouragement really applies and really correlates. And this is in the book of Psalms. Right. And this is Psalms 37 and 25. And it says, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or descendants begging for bread. And seeing this text and knowing just where I am in my life personally. Right. I'm 38 now. Praise God. I'm 38. Knowing and understanding that, like, there have been some times to where in my life and in my faith walking in my journey, there have been times to where I have lost the faith, right? There have been some times to where I have questioned God and I've asked and I'm like, well, God, are you where are you? Are you present in this? Are you present right now? Because I'm not seeing life clearly, so I need to know where you are. And the thing that I was encouraged by as I began to think about that video and look at this text is thinking that there was, like we said, with David, when David was a young shepherd boy, he got anointed. But then after he got anointed, then he still went back to work in the field. But then later in his life, then he began to be king. God, that he was told early, right? He was told early by Samuel. He was like, well, you know what? You're going to be king, but that's not right now. So I need you to keep working. And then also we know that even in the story of Abraham, Abraham was praying and Abraham was faithful to God. But then Abraham didn't have a son until he was 100 years old. John, what are you saying? John, what are you talking about? John, what's the point of this text today? What are you saying is straight from the source? I'm just trying to encourage somebody today to not lose faith. I don't want you to lose faith right now. Y'all, it's 2026. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you've been through, but I just want you just to reflect on the faithfulness of God. As we hear stories, like I said, of David, as we hear stories of Abraham, as we hear stories of people like Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his brothers, but to only get put in a place and get put in a position to where later he would be able to be the savior for his family and the savior for his brothers. Because why? Because he got called up from prison to the palace. And then by him being in the palace, nobody knew that God would later reunite him with his father and later reunite him with his family. So today, what I just want to encourage you is to work while you're waiting. Be faithful even in the midst of struggle. Be faithful even in the midst of challenge. And I know it can be hard, but this is why we have to have faith in an entity that's greater than ourselves. Because if God laid out our life for us and showed us full on what our life looks like from this year to next year, from next year to 10 years from now, we would not only lose faith, we would not only lose strength, but we would get lost in the details. Right? Because God is God and we're human. So we have a finite mind to where we can overthink stuff and we can process through stuff and try to figure it out and try to fix stuff. But no. It's not our job to fix. It's our job to be faithful. And then God will order our steps. Today, I'm encouraging you, family, on Straight From The Source, be faithful while you're young. Continue to be faithful while you're old and know that God is the only one who can redeem time. And knowing if he's the only one that can redeem time, we're not behind, we're not late. Things are ultimately not even being delayed. God is preparing us. The scripture says, he who began a good work in us, we'll see it to completion. So if we know that God started doing something in us, has began a great work in us, he gonna see that thing through. He's not like us. He's not gonna fall back. He's not gonna quit. He's not gonna tap out. He's not gonna get tired. So y'all, I'm sharing this with y'all because this is where I feel like I am in my life right now. I'm trying to navigate certain things. I'm trying to put periods certain places where there might be commas. I'm trying to put exclamation points on certain stuff. And guys like John, just be faithful. Just be faithful. Don't question what I'm doing. Just keep doing it, right? Just keep working. Keep serving. Keep praying. And ultimately, y'all, we got to keep going deeper with God. Because at the end of the day, this is the best investment that we can make. Not the S&P 500, not anywhere else. The best investment that we can make is the investment in our faith walk and our faith journey. Family, be encouraged today. That's the word I have for Straight From The Source. Be encouraged, be faithful in the midst of working, and continue to submit to God. If you're not tapped in with us long-term, family, stay tapped in. Make sure you subscribe to Speak Your Success Media on YouTube. And if you enjoy the listening experience or the audio experience, then you can make sure to search Speak Your Success in the Morning wherever you listen to audio podcasts. Now we're going to go ahead and transition. Producer Britt.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
We good. We good. We rocking.
That was
we rolling.
A good word, Jonathan. I like that.
Man, praise God. Okay.
Work while you wait. Work while you wait. Work while you... Sometimes when I'm going through a down season or a down moment, I say that just repeatedly in my head. I'm like, work while you wait, work while you wait, work while you wait. It get me going, really.
Honestly. That's what's up. Yeah. And thanks for saying that, because I'm going to now cut this clip up and I'm going to make it a song. And then I'm going to upload the video. Yeah.
And that we could get famous off the song. Because, you know, that's all it takes on TikTok. Okay. So me and my raspy voice, we got a little bit of news for you.
Okay, yeah.
Just
come on, raspy
little bit. Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. First things first, we're not even on the medal board for the Olympics, okay? And I don't know where this is coming from. We are the United States of America. We love a good competition. Apparently, we don't like the competition in the cold. Because this was 8 hours ago. This was 8 hours ago. That this graphic came out, and the hosting country, Italy, is winning right now. We ain't got nothing, okay. Jonathan. I don't know. Cooking. If we not up there, then we losing. How about that? So I don't know where we fall. Maybe we're after Germany, but we ain't top five.
Top five.
Have you had a chance to watch a little bit of it or see highlights or anything?
I have not. I've been like you. I've been watching my shows. I'll talk about that a little bit later. I've been watching my shows. Yeah. Well, me watching them in the cold struggle is not being supported. Is that really? That's not support. They can't feel that.
That is supporting them. And we got black people over there too.
Okay. I'll make it a point. I will intentionally seek out some of our Olympics just so I can support.
Please. Okay, so I didn't know about this to about 2 minutes ago. I don't know if you know that. Well, remember I told you that Australia, they banned social media for 16 and under. And so now there is a case. I'll just read it. So opening statements begin this week in a landmark trial involving claims that social media platforms Meta and YouTube, Facebook and YouTube, are designed to be addictive to young users. The case centers on lawsuit filed. The case centers on a lawsuit filed by a 19-year-old under the initials KGM, along with other plaintiffs who claim that the platforms were designed to be addictive, which they claim ultimately led to mental health issues, including anxiety, depression, and body image issues. Okay. Meta, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and CEO of Instagram, Adam, how you say his last name? Mosery? Are expected to take the witness stand during the trial, with Zuckerberg testifying February 18th and Adam testify on February 11th. So, I mean, how you feel about that? They're going to trial saying that social media is addictive.
I mean, this is something that we've seen from what was the documentary on Netflix? It was like the social
experiment or something like that.
Yeah, that is what it was. And they let us know this in plain sight. I mean, what point do we have to get to in the United States for us to know something is bad, but then for us to like stop promoting it and stop pushing it? So I mean,
I don't think it's the fact that we know that it's bad. I think the fact that, oh, it's making money, so we're gonna keep going. Because I mean, here in America, we don't care. They don't care about you. They just want your money. So it goes for everything that we do. So it's like,
that's true.
Have you seen, I mean, this is a crazy analogy, but I'm like, have you seen the olive oil aisle? It's a great example. When you go buy olive oil, have you seen how many olive oils are in that aisle? Do you go to the grocery store?
No, I've never just like noticed though, because I go.
Well, next time you go, look how many olive oils are in the aisle. It takes up half the aisle now because it's such a money grab off olive oil. And I'm like, we just don't care to the fact that we can have maybe 5 olive oils. And I think everybody would be happy, but everybody's coming out with their own olive oil. And it's like 60 olive oils. I am not exaggerating either. There's so many olive oils, you don't know what to pick. And it's to the fact where, I mean, America, we're just consumers and we're consumers. So you get a platform, a lot of people follow it, it's doing great. And then boom, what happens next? Then you got ads.
And then the ads come into play.
And then the ads take over. And then same thing with YouTube. You're watching a video. We watched a Cam Newton Funny Marco video yesterday, interview yesterday. There was 65,000 ads in that video. And it's just to the point where it's like, y'all don't care about the people. You just care about your pockets. And that's just the world that we live in. So I'm glad that they're going to trial. I'm glad that this 19-year-old is speaking up. Yes, social media causes depression. Yes, social media causes anxiety. I mean, I'm 32 and sometimes I feel like, geez, it's just too much sometimes. It's just too much. So I can only understand. And I was on Instagram when it first started. And it's like when we were just posting food and our outfits and a picture of the sky, you know, when it was just so simple. But now everything's just so calculated, strategic, and it's just about dollars. And it gets to a point where it can drain you. And all those things that are coming up in the trial, I mean, obviously I'm going to follow it, but I'm excited to see because, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, he in court every 2 days. So
Mark Zuckerberg stay in court. And then even on top of that, we've even heard some of these, like some of either the founders or some of the creators of some of these social media platforms that have come out and said, people have asked them, well, do you let your kids on the platform? And they're like, no. Like, do you let your kids have screen time? No.
Be so crazy.
It's like, wait, what? So you created this thing that you know is not beneficial, not helpful, ultimately harmful.
You know it's bad.
Yeah, you know it's bad, but you're going to protect your kids. But what about, you know, like the world at large?
That's, I don't care about the masses as long as I'm getting the mass dollars. That's all that matters.
Ooh, mass dollars.
Okay, speaking of mass dollars, Chipotle said, we're raising the prices 2026 because they said their core customers, y'all earn over $100,000. They said, so y'all making money, so we need to make more money.
Wow.
Okay, because clearly there's not a balance that needs to be happening, okay?
Wow.
So Chipotle bets on high-income customers as prices rise, okay? Chipotle plans to raise menu prices by in 2026, betting on its core customers, younger, higher income, digital savvy customers will continue spending despite higher costs. CEO Scott Boatwright said that the company's research shows about 60% of its core users earn more than $100,000 a year, giving leadership confidence to focus on that group as lower income diners cut back. I don't eat Chipotle now. I stopped eating it after they had 11,000 Ebola breakouts. So I was like, I'm about done with y'all. The chicken don't taste the same. I don't like the way the steak tastes. I don't eat it. If I do have to eat it, if I'm, you know, if it's the last thing, I get no meat. But what's
really? So you get a veggie bowl.
I get a veggie bowl and I get some chips and I just scoop it up. And sometimes, like, I guess it's the thought of me eating it that make me want to throw up because I hate their food. But what do you feel about it? How do you feel?
I mean, I understand business. I don't necessarily like it because, yes, 60% of your core customer, you know, is making the 100,000. But what about the other 40, right? We could be talking about families. We could be talking about people that, you know, go in, get that. Not necessarily it's like a makeshift combo meal that they have. But, you know, to where you go in and, you know, you're trying to get something for the family. So, I mean, like I said, I get business. I don't necessarily like this decision. But either way, we're going to see what that bottom line look like. And then we're going to see if they made a good decision or not. If they start to, you know, if they increase the prices, but then they roll them back, we're going to see. We're going to see how popular you really are, Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because McDonald's did that and everybody complained and they roll those prices back.
Because like they know.
We've been with you for a long time. Bring a dollar menu back. You wrong.
They know who their consumer is.
Exactly.
And McDonald's, I feel like from what we've seen from McDonald's, like they allow the culture and the consumer to determine like what they're doing. You know, just like how, like we talked about the other day, how they, you know, rolled out certain promotions and rolled out new meals and stuff like that was culturally on brand. So. Right. Yeah.
Okay, so just to finish up, so it says to drive traffic, the chain has also rolled out protein snacks, faster limited time menu offerings, and new flavors. I don't know what new flavors means at Chipotle because the food the same, but they said they're doing all that because, you know, their people are, you know, I guess 100,000aires and they're making all this money. So, yeah. Okay. So Valentine's Day is this weekend. Shout out again to my uncles, Uncle Amar, Uncle Mar, twins. So Valentine's Day spending expected to hit high of $29.1 billion. Okay. Oh, wow. $29.1 billion.
Jesus.
In 2026, spending on partners alone is expected to total $14.5 billion. Pet spending on your pet. I can tell you right now, Ozzy don't get anything for Valentine's Day.
Okay? He's not going to be a Valentine? That's crazy.
He don't even know the day exists, okay? He don't know how to tell time. All he know is the sun is up and the sun is down, okay?
And open the door, close the door, okay?
Open the door, close the door, okay? Open the blinds, close the blinds. But spending for your pet, $2.1 billion. This is ridiculous because I don't get it. Flowers, chocolate, dinner, a movie, a walk in the park.
Jewelry?
Jewelry.
That jewelry probably is a big contributor to that number.
Depending on your pockets.
That's true, too. That's
Swarovski. True too. Love a good Swarovski bracelet. Love that brand. If you like the James Avery look, you can do James Avery. Not very expensive. Pandora, sure.
Affordable. Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're one of those big, if you're a big spender, if you're a baller, you know, go get that diamond tennis bracelet. I'm just saying, $29.1 billion. And what the heck are you buying your pet for everything to add up to $2.1 billion? They can't even talk.
That's a lot of, That's a lot of sweater. Y'all, what y'all doing for Valentine's Day? Comment, just drop something in the comments. We want to know where this Valentine's bread is going. Okay. Cause I know when I used to work at Red Lobster, of course, you know, the restaurant packed out for Valentine's Day. You understand me? Packed out. It don't matter. Cause you know, black people love Red Lobster. Them cheddar bay biscuits.
I've never indulged.
Biscuits. They come in, they start doing a dance, sit down. The first thing, y'all want some water? No, 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 no. Can we get a couple of Cheddar Bay biscuits? I'm like, sure. Okay. First thing they ask for, I'm like, okay, okay.
Drink. I get it. Fill you up.
No, 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 no. No. No drinks, just biscuits. Oh. Okay, I got you. Anything else? No. Just the biscuits for now. Thank you.
Just the biscuits for now, please.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see, though. We're going to see on this Valentine's Day where all this bread going. We're going to start seeing some Instagram pictures. We're going to start seeing a lot of balloons. I'm going to call it now, Brit. We're going to see a couple of proposals. You know, people always like to do a little proposal on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Is that tacky or corny?
That's so corny.
Really?
Don't propose to me on Valentine's Day. Not on Valentine's Day. No.
Why no. Is it corny because it's doubling down on a holiday or like, we're not holiday?
You try to get a two for one. I don't like that.
Mm,
trying to get both out the way. You might not give me a gift. You might just be giving me a ring. I don't like that.
Okay, so that's corny. Okay, that's lame. Okay, okay.
And then on top of that, and then we're gonna see a whole bunch of roses on the leading. You know, the big old rose petals.
With the candles
bubble,
and the
bubble baths and roses and all that good stuff. So kudos to the people in love. Okay.
Rom com. That's that rom com Valentine's Day right there. Yeah. One time what I did was it Valentine's Day? Yeah, one time so I had this big old Laffy Taffy container of little mini Laffy Taffys. And I made like a Laffy Taffy. I think I made a Laffy Taffy heart for Gabby, or I spelled her name with it. Uh-huh. It was one of the two. Yeah. I mean, that's the story.
That's sweet.
That's the story. But yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there early, okay? Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah,
maybe. Enjoy that. Y'all enjoy. Yeah, if you don't have a reservation by now, you're too late and you didn't want to do anything. I'll tell you that right now.
Or you go to Red Lobster. We don't got to make no reservations. Y'all love Red Lobster anyway, so. Just go there and wait in line together in love.
Hey, I can tell you right now, Papa Do's packed. Packed. Papa Do's packed. All Papa Do's. They're going to be packed.
Ooh, I wouldn't even want to walk through there. Just sit.
I wouldn't even want to go through.
But them servers, though. Ooh, they going to. Okay. Y'all going to be tired on Valentine's Day, but y'all going to be getting some of that 29.1 bill.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's my last one right here. So the Paul brothers, you know, they got famous, Vine, yeah. YouTube, social media, businessmen. We won't take all that away from them.
They are
some successful businessmen. They do that right. And, you know, they keep it in the fam. I love that for them.
They do.
So the older brother, Logan right here, calls out his younger brother, Jake right here. His brother said, you know, turning off the halftime show, I'm just paraphrasing, you know, don't want to root for him, blah, blah, blah. And then Logan, big brother, came in and said, I love my brother, but I don't agree with this. Puerto Ricans are Americans, and I'm happy they are given the opportunity to showcase their talent. I've always liked Logan over Jake.
He seems like the more, like,
he's
even
more level-headed.
Definitely more level-headed, because that's that's a statement of maturity, and that's a statement of awareness. And I like it. And even doing it publicly, he probably told him privately. He probably was sitting right by him. But even doing the, you know, putting the tweet out there, I can appreciate people who understand, like, especially like white guys, white Americans who understand, like, hey, we have a platform. And when we say certain stuff, people are going to like lean into that. So like, let's do this right. So I appreciate him calling him out publicly on that.
Yeah, me too. And then also Jake right here. Jake, his wife is in the Winter Olympics and she won a gold medal.
Wow, fun fact.
Yeah, fun fact.
Oh, dang. Okay.
So she going on.
Somebody got to do it. You know, somebody got to pull this up, you know?
Yep, and he just got married like a year or 2 years ago. So they're both married. Yeah, they're both married. So, you know, maybe Logan's wife, you know, she was like, call your brother out, say something. That ain't right. But yep. If you have not liked and subscribed, go ahead and do that right now, guys. I'm sorry. My nose, my voice, my everything. Okay. If you have not liked and subscribed yet, please go ahead and do that. Jonathan told me to go to sleep, but I said,
thank you for saying that publicly. I was about to say, y'all, did nobody make Producer Britt do this? The truth unfolded said, get better soon, Producer Britt.
Thank you, Truth Unfolded. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's just a little throat. Everything else is fine. Everything else is fine. But okay. If you see something that you want shown on the show, send me a DM at Producer Britt. I'll review it. And next time you're on the show, you might see what you saw scrolling. All right, Jonathan, what you got?
There we go. Yeah, let's go ahead and roll into our Black History Facts. Let's go ahead and roll into that. Yeah, y'all. So one thing that we've been doing and being very intentional about, like we said, we focus on like a little bit of education piece. It's dope for us to be able to celebrate some of these figures, past, present, and even like, you know, current, right? So what we want to do is continue to, you know, share a Black History fact and Black History information to make sure that we all continue to grow. And we know the people's shoulders that we're standing up on who have really mm-hmm. positioned us and really helped us grow in a real way. All right. So with that being said, for me, the Black History fact that I have for today, or the Black History figure I have for today, is Mr. Roy Donahue Peebles, or R. Donahue Pebbles, excuse me. He was born March 2nd, 1960 in D.C., Chocolate City, where he began his career in real estate, appraisal and development after an early stint as a congressional page, and he worked with the local government. What is he known for? There's real estate projects. So Pebbles has delivered high profile developments, including luxury hotels, residential towers, and mixed use properties, right? Mm-hmm. His firm also emphasizes affirmative development, okay? Mm-hmm. And that is a strategy aimed at fostering inclusion by directing capital and development opportunities to historically underserved groups, all right? So, man, shout out to him, because he's also been somebody to break some barriers. And he was one of the first African Americans to own and develop major hotel properties in the U.S., such as the development of historic hotels and clubs, Producer Britt, all right? And then last thing, just to share a little bit more on him, just about him in terms of media and authorship. All right. Pebbles has written books on real estate, wealth building, and appears regularly as a commentator on business news networks. So today, Brother Donahue, we salute you for your work.
Right.
And just really, you know, especially out here with real estate, Britt.
Man, white people can't stand Black people in real estate. Crazy. They try to keep us out of that. They cannot.
Man. Real estate. One thing I'm seeing about real estate though is, you know, like,
before you get into, let me
go ahead. Come on.
Okay. So I found a little slideshow. So we got the traffic lights. Garrett Morgan created them. Nice. Okay. Home security systems invented by Marie Van Britten Brown. Okay. Mm. We got the microphone, James E. West, co-invented. Okay.
Let's go. And I like it.
That's all I got.
I like it. That's good, though. That's good. Yeah. See, and these are things that we, you know, these are things that aren't as heavily popularized.
Oh.
You know, so yeah. you know, like, it's just encouraging to see some of these things and to see some of these faces paired with these things, right? Because, you know, we use the microphone every day.
Hey, this is a good microphone right here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shout out to them, man. Shout out to them. But, yeah, okay. Oh, so, oh, God. Somebody send Britt some chicken noodle soup, some Vicks Vapor Rub.
Believe, I have Vicks Vapor Rub. I'm probably going to go get some soup before I go to work.
A chopped up onion, soak it in honey, and then take that as cough syrup. Have you seen that home remedy? Like they say, chop up the onion, soak it in honey.
And the garlic. They do that with the garlic too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember if that worked well when we did it over here, but I know we tried it. Okay. Oh, I know we tried it. Yeah, them home remedies, you know, we'll try anything at least once.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. What you got?
All right. So now I'll just hit real quick on sports, but then I want to also get to talking about, you know, what I've been watching on the tube, you know, some of these shows and some of these movies. But let me hit sports real quick. So last night, recap on some of the games. Your boy Anthony Edwards, AE, y'all. AE.
AE.
Okay. AE and the Minnesota Timberwolves, 138 to the Atlanta Hawks, 116. So AE went for 30 last night.
Okay.
To really dominate. But Julius Randle, he's that lefty. He a crazy lefty out
That's
here.
That's a Dallas native double. Right there. Okay.
He is. He is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He went for 18, 12, and 10. Ooh, jeez. That's a game. Wow. That's a game. Okay. That's a crazy game. Then we got the Brooklyn Nets, 123 over the Chicago Bulls, 115. All right. All right. All right. And then we also had the New York Knicks. They beaten down the Celtics, 111 to 89. The Knicks are tough. Jalen Brunson, 31. He's tough as nails. Okay. The kid's tough as nails. You know, he's real durable. He really makes it happen, okay? The kid makes it happen.
We let him go.
Mm.
Yeah, he used to play for Dallas.
Dallas.
Speaking of Dallas, I saw online that, you know, they'd be saying sources, close sources. I hope it's true. They said Mark Cuban might buy the Mavs back. Come on, Mark.
Huh.
Get your team back, Mark.
Mark chilling right now. Mark chilling. Huh? I don't know if you want to buy him back now.
He should. We need him to.
I don't know
what them people doing in their front office. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
I don't know. And the Truth Unfolded said, do you want a soda on the side with that soup?
That's what Truth Unfolded said. Ginger ale.
Do you say ginger ale or you say ginger ale?
Ginger ale. Nine later.
Ginger ale. It sounds like a person name. Anyway, where we go. Okay, so now we're gonna roll into college basketball.
Oh, last wow. Are you watching it for March Madness?
College? Well, of course I'm gonna watch for March Madness. Arizona is number one though. Arizona Wildcat. It's been a while since Arizona been, you know, because Arizona used to have Gilbert Arenas back in the day.
Wow. Way back in the day.
Arizona had Gilbert Arena. Yeah, crazy. So Arizona Wildcats, they fell last night. They were number one.
Boy just said they were number one. And then
they were. I mean, when I turned on the TV last night, they were number one. Britt, we got to set it up. So Arizona last night, they fell. Their first loss of the season. Okay, 82 to the Jayhawks. Kansas Jayhawks. They topped them out 82-78.
Sad thing, Britt. That's a championship team right there. As a championship franchise. Yeah, they do.
Man, and Arizona was leading at halftime, 45-42. They didn't want it.
Gotta know how to play when you come to Kansas.
They ended Arizona's 23-game win streak.
They got the same coach, Kansas?
What? You talking about Bill Self?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Self. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Hey, Bill Self is tough. Yeah. Bill Self is tough. Okay, we also got Louisville. Oh, God. Louisville. So they blew out NC State 118-77. Yikes. Mikael Brown Jr., 45 points, Britt. You'll like this. 10 three-pointers.
Whoa.
Tying the school record. And setting an ACC freshman mark.
Freshman.
Ice in the veins.
Veins, okay.
And then there's also Ryan Conwell. He had 31, all right? Okay. And then St. John's, 87-80 to Xavier's 82 in overtime, okay? So shout out to St. John's getting their 10th straight win. So yeah, Brent, you know, that's a little bit of sports right there. A little bit of sports right there.
Cool beans. Yeah, man. Guys, don't forget the All-Star game is this weekend, starts on Friday. You know, you could, if you don't want to gather in that 29.9 billion or whatever, you know, just snuggle up on the couch, get some snacks.
Sounds good.
Say, look at this great All-Star weekend we're about to have, okay?
Amazing All-Star weekend. Just make sure you get some food, okay? Or if you want to go above and beyond, right? And maybe if you're the fella, you want to go above and beyond, you want to say, man, I want to get my girl here, make sure that she comfortable, she ready to watch the game. Maybe you should get her own iPad or laptop on the side because she might not want to watch all those events, but you might even want to make a little Sean Connery board. Make a little Sean Connery.
Funny.
Make a little shout out to my guy, man. Frederick Davis, man. My guy, Fred. He's the one who put me on that Sean Connery board. But yeah, man, get your girl a little bit of salami, a little bit of pepperoni, variety of cheeses, a couple of the packs of the car crackers.
Oh, you know, gosh. We're not going to have Jonathan make our charcuterie board. All
what
right.
Kind of, what kind of crackers what you
been
on there?
What you been watching on YouTube?
Wow.
What you been watching on YouTube?
Anyway. So, yeah, what man, I've been watching my shows. Okay, so I was screaming, and the people on TikTok were screaming with me. I was like, when they going to bring shrinking back? When they going to bring shrinking back? Shrinking is back, and shrinking it. Brit, they picking up steam. I'm like, whoa, they diving straight back in. Cause they got what's my man's name? Brett Goldstein, I think his name is, from same guy from Ted Lasso. He right.
Oh,
he also yeah. So he's in the show and it's just pulling at them emotions. I don't want to say too much to give away the show, but it just makes you feel torn because you're feeling for the characters, you're feeling empathetic. You're like, is he right? Should he get out of here? Uh-huh. Oh my goodness. She crying real tears on the show. Uh-huh. I love it. That's good acting, Brit. That's good acting. Okay. That's great. If y'all have not tapped into Shrinking, you haven't seen the previous seasons, it's worth it. It's a good show. And it really challenges you to go think, maybe I should go to counseling. Maybe I should go to therapy. Maybe I should just check it out. It's one of those. How you feel about that, Brit? How you feel about that?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Well, therapy, you know, we all can benefit from therapy and shrinking. But what, sadly, Brent, I got to say it. I didn't want to say it, but sadly, not so great acting. Relationship.
Oh, yeah. Goal. Relationship goals.
Relationship goals, Brent. I was looking forward to it. I saw the teaser come out. I told Gabby, I said, hey, we got to watch Relationship Goals. It's inspired by the book that Mike Todd wrote, Relationship Goals. And then I'm watching the movie 20 minutes in and I pause it and I look at my wife and I'm like, how you feeling about it? How you feeling about it? I didn't want to say, let's just watch something. I want to just check the pulse of the room first and say, how you feel? She was like, it's okay. I was like, all right. Press play, watch it for about 40 more minutes. I was like, hey, so what you think so far? So how you feel about it?
So I mean, like, what was like bad acting? Like, give me some, because everybody said it sucked.
Yeah. Dang. So you know, a lot of times when we don't like movies or we don't feel the best about the acting, it's usually on the director, right? Depending on what was the direction that they directed them in, like how right. did the so the acting it was extra. It was unbelievable, and I'm like, mm-hmm. y'all not making me feel this. Like mm-hmm. I know y'all are acting. Right. It ain't like I'm watching. I'm like, oh, like I'm feeling this. And then Brit, they wanted to cry, but I didn't see no tears. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. You gonna cry? Give me some tears. You gonna break up with your girl? Somebody need to be crying. You gonna break up with your guy? I need to see. Put some Visine in your eyes when the camera shot cuts and then it comes back. Let us see something come down your face.
So no tears. All around sucked. That's what I keep hearing. Everybody said the movie was horrible. The outfits were great. And that's all.
Wardrobe was fire. Okay?
Well, that's if where the budget went. Thing,
that's where the budget went because it didn't go to acting coaches. Wardrobe was there though. The wardrobe was it. Kelly Rowland was doing her thing. Method
of
Man,
yeah.
Suited it up. Yeah. They was on it with the budget. But yeah, the acting wasn't there. So
dang, that's crazy. That's
crazy. Yeah. To support relationship goals, I probably will press play again. But I won't be in the living room while it's playing. I'll be watching something else in the other room. But I'll let them get another play though. I'll let them get that play. I'll let them get that support. Yeah.
Devon Franklin. Is not like Steve Harvey. Apparently.
That's what I'm saying.
Steve Harvey did his big one with Think Like a Man, okay?
He did a big one, but we need to know what the budget. Yeah, we need to know what the budget was though. That budget, but man.
Sucks to suck. All right, next. Yeah,
that was rough. That was rough. Wonder Man on Disney.
Wonder Man.
Now that's some good acting. Now that's some good acting.
Yeah, everyone said, you know, it's supposed to be so good, so good, so good. So I guess, I mean, I'll have to get into Disney. I don't have Disney. I have everything but Disney.
When we talk about Wonder Man, though, the acting there, like, because he
is. What the heck is the show about?
So he's an actor. So he's a struggling actor trying to get work. Like, struggling actor trying to get work. And, you know, he has a power. Something happened to him when he was younger. And he, you know, now has a power. Yeah, this is, you know, Wonder Man. Mr. Simon Williams is the role that he plays in the movie. But an actor struggling to act in a movie is mind-blowing to me, because you acting like you acting. But he do his thing.
He's a good actor, though. That means he's a good actor.
Phenomenal actor. And his name is, I'm going to butcher it. God, I'm going to butcher it. I don't want to butcher it.
Everybody knows who you're talking
about. Yeah. Okay, yeah. We'll leave it there, though. But yeah, phenomenal acting. And then they also have another gentleman in this project, and he also was in... God, I just forgot the name of the movie, the show, the one about the Jewish rabbi. I'm not sure if you heard about that one. It comes on HBO. You ain't heard about the show with the Jewish rabbi?
Is he black?
Nah, he's not black. He's not black. he's one of our other but the show with the Jewish rabbi is called Nobody Wants This. Nobody Wants This. And the guy's name is Arian Moyed.
I don't know. Speaking of Jewish rabbi, did you see that Super Bowl commercial about the Jewish people?
Come on, talk about it.
I'm saying, do you know what I'm talking about?
It's not ringing a bell right off.
So I don't know if anybody else saw it, but it sparked a lot of controversy online. So there was a black boy and there was a white boy, and the white boy was Jewish. And they were in high school or something, because he was walking to his locker, and when he walked to his locker, it said, like, dumb Jew or something. Like, it was a post-it note, and it said, like, dumb Jew or something. And the black boy came, and he put a blue post-it note over the dumb Jew note. And then, you know, they both turned back, and the black boy goes, yeah, I'm used to it. And then... the Jewish guy, and then like the words come up, the message is like, every two and three Jewish people experience anti-Semitic comments. And online they were saying, how dare you, you know, make the black man the savior of a Jewish person? And it was crazy, Jonathan, because when me and Shay first saw the commercial, I was like, what is this? When did Jewish people save black people?
Unless they're talking about Jesus.
When did Jewish people save black people, and when did black people start saving Jewish people? And then on top of that, it was like, I'm used to it. I was like, yeah, I get that. Yeah, we're used to the criticism, blah, 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 because we're black. But it was like, it's not the same. It's not the same. And everybody's like, that commercial was trash.
That's one of those things where it's like, because, you know, every year at Super Bowl, there's always like two commercials where it's like, what was that? Like, why? Like last year, I think it was like Tom Brady. And I think like Snoop Dogg, the whole one with like racism or whatever. If you remember that one last year, it might have been done by the same people. But I don't know. Like, I mean, what was their goal is what the real question is. Because, yeah, okay, you're sparking conversation.
Okay, here it is. I'm about to play it.
Okay, sparking conversation.
Oh, I thought
you
there. Dude.
Did you see that?
Should we tell him?
Go back.
Oh, bro, look at him.
Oh my God.
Not funny.
Do not listen to that.
Thank you, man.
I know how it feels.
Nah. They're not worth it, bro.
Yeah, you're right. I was tripping.
What's your name?
Name's Dave.
David?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello?
What are your thoughts, Jonathan?
What are they trying to tell us here? Like what is going? And I see it says
we don't have the same fight. We're not fighting the same fight. Jewish people are so ahead than black people. What is this commercial?
Jewish people are extremely ahead when it comes to us.
Jewish people low key run everything. They got the nerve. I didn't get it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're trying to let us know here. But
okay, the blue post-it note, that means what? What was that?
The blue square.
I'm used to it.
First of all, why did he put the blue square over the? Just take off the sticky. Hey, if somebody has some intel or knows what the purpose of this commercial was, please let us know, because we're still confused.
Yeah.
And $10 million for somebody to spend on an enigma of a puzzle.
It says the Jewish billionaire Robert Kraft's Blue Square Alliance has unveiled an ad targeting Jew hatred that will be aired during the Super Bowl this week. Okay, sorry, I guess. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Some people. Wow, that was awesome. That brought me to tears. La 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 la. These must be Jewish people in the comments.
I was thinking that too. Yeah, I'm like,
because on TikTok, they not rocking with this at all. Oh,
really?
TikTok was like, what the heck? It was just like this whole conversation about why is the black boy saving the Jewish boy?
Jesus.
Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Oh, man.
I don't know. It's Black History Month.
Oh, well, maybe. Black History
Somebody
Month.
Somebody save us for once. They've been saved. Okay.
Bria, how do you,
they got reparations? We didn't.
Yeah. How do you feel? how do you? I'm sure you've seen the clip by Morgan Freeman talking about Black History Month. When the interviewer asked him, he's like, "Well, like, what are your thoughts on Black History Month?" He said, "Do you want a Caucasian History Month, or do you want to be singled out? Like, I don't want to be singled out. I don't want a special month. Like, let us just be talked about throughout the year. Like, why is this a thing? What are you, when you hear that, what's your
thought?
I mean,
it's true. It's like all we've known is white history. And it's like, okay, cool. February comes around. Everybody's gearing up, all these organizations. February. We got to do this in February because this is our month. This is our time. Come on, guys. We can do it. And then on top of that, it's like we got the shortest month of the year. We That's used true. To only have a week, That's Negro true. Week. And That's then it's true. Like, okay, then they were like, all right, well, give them a month. Then we got February. And then after February, everything just goes back to normal. The clothes in the store go on sale. Don't nobody buy them. They take them out the store. So, like, I see a side of it. But at the same time, it's like, when will we ever be celebrated? So it's like, ooh, is this just the 28 days that we got? So it's like, you know, we put all in what we got right now and, you know, share what we can. But at the same time, it's like when it's over, it should still continue because we made the traffic light. We made the house. We made the home security system. We made the GPS. So it's like, try your best all year without living with inventions or, you know, things made by black people. Like, try it if you want to. So it's like, you could try for a month or you could try for the rest of your life. You won't get far. Try walking into a store and picking out clothes without being inspired by black people. Try listening to music that's not inspired by black people, since, you know, you just want to give us a month. It's like our culture, they can't stand us, but they look for us when it comes to trends. They look for us for the next big thing or athletes. So it's like it drives me crazy how athletes are treated as far as like you know, because it's modern day slavery, especially in football. Yeah. Because, I mean, look at the owners, look at the color of the owners, and then look at the color of the players. And so it's like, yeah, I mean, it's the world that we live in. Should That's everybody true. Be doing better? Yes. Are they going to do better? No. Why? Because they make money off of us. And at the end of the day, those athletes want to get paid. Those black people just want to get paid. Like, we want to get paid and we want to mind our business. And I think it comes to a point where, hey, it's the month that we have. And sometimes it's like, you just got to go with what you got. I mean, you just got to get what you got. That's all you got.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I feel. So I understand because I've seen that clip before. And yeah, so that's my two cents. Hope that
man, that's strong. Nah, that's about five, 10 cents over there. Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah. The burner is off. Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's aggravating. It's aggravating because people like you know, white people. It's like, well, you know, you have Black History Month. Why do we should have a White History Month? All we've known is white history. Even when we're in school, we know this much of Black history. And that's it's true. Like, we don't really learn Black history in either if you take Africana studies in college or if you expand your mind when you go to college. Mm-hmm. If you join the Black Student Union, if you go to some of the Black events online, if you go to an HBCU, you know, you start to learn. I went to a PWI.
Yeah.
Luckily, they had, you know, some Africana studies and we were required to take one of those classes. I appreciate that. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you get more bang for your buck going to HBCU. I wasn't really introduced to a lot of HBCUs until what? Until I graduated. And so it was like, you just gotta have the cards that you have, you know, you just gotta play the hand that you dealt. And you know, now I'm learning. I appreciate it more, but you know, always love being Black. Never wanted to be anything else. Shout out to Tina Knowles for Mama Knowles for saying that. But black on black on black. What's your two cents about the clip?
I mean, I get it for sure. I mean, you know, nobody wants to be, you know, called out in that way or because it's almost like we're isolated. Like, okay, you know, let's get through this month and then whatever, we'll be back to the regularly scheduled programming. Right. But at the same time, I mean, I think you really hit on it by saying, like, you know, how because, like, we could think about movies or even maybe think about some experiences we might have had in school and people be like, go back to Africa or leave our country. But it's like, okay, cool, right? Like if we did do that and then we did remove all these things, even some of the kids I grew up with, you know, who might be white, and they have like a taper fade, or they have a two on the top and a one on the side. It's like, hold on, wait, y'all wasn't doing this at Great Clips. Y'all wasn't getting this at Great Clips.
Yeah,
and you know, so the part that I don't like is that how we can be disposable at times, right? Mm-hmm. We use you for what we want you for, what we need you for. Yeah, that's my Black friend, but then, you know, as we either age out or as, you know, people just start to find their groups or find their place in high school, middle school, college, wherever. And then we just toss you to the side. Right. And then to where, you know, where we're in our community, I think a lot of times we're more open to always coming, like our people coming back to us. So, you know, for like just in terms of like in terms of support. Most of the time, even though sometimes
we do damage to ourselves, it's tough
sometimes, and sometimes we also separate ourselves. But in the clip by Brother Muhammad that you sent me and I also saw was like how we have to go from like talk about like unity, like what does that look like, unity versus like the uniformity. Like, yes, we're in the same culture, but we don't have to do the same exact things. Yeah. And we have to do a better job of accepting that, right? In our own culture, like accepting, supporting, you doing something different. That's cool. That's just not my cup of tea, but I'm gonna rock with you. I'm gonna support you. But yeah, so, you know, at the end of the day, Black History Month, cool, right? Cool. But like, let's just continue to support each other throughout the rest of the year. And just like what you said yesterday offline, like, you know, it's no skin off your back for you to be able to connect this person with that person and you necessarily don't benefit from it right? Like financially or a different way. And that's okay, right?
Right.
Like that's like we don't have to just connect somebody just to get something. And we don't always have to bless somebody and say, oh, my blessing right around the corner. But what if it's not? Like, let's just do right for people, by people, because we know that it can help them excel and get further. And that's okay.
And if they come back and give you a hug and say thank you, then be grateful. And that's just what it is. But you shouldn't sit there and just harp on the fact that I helped you. Now you need to help me. Because it's like, dang, you know, like just do something out of the kindness of your heart. And, that's really what it comes down to. So
I'm with it.
Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month. As exhausting as it can get, as exciting as it can get, happy Black History. But one thing I will say, as we're wrapping up, we're getting out of here. But knowing what I know about HBCUs now, and I can never say it enough, knowing what I know about HBCUs now, if I had the opportunity to go back, I would have went to a HBCU.
Man, same here.
I would have went to a HBCU because I've heard the conversations that professors have with students. Mm-hmm. I've seen the way that they talk to and address students, call them higher, encourage them, and push them to a level that only somebody who really looks like you can push you to, right? Without you feeling offended or getting angry or saying, oh, they don't like me. No, they just want to get all of you out of you so that you can be and mature to who, like, you've been created to be.
Yeah,
who you supposed to be. So, man, so shout out to all the HBCUs out there, you know, your Southern, your Grambling, your Hampton, your FAMU, your Howard, like all y'all, man.
Yeah.
Albany State, all y'all, man. Shout out to y'all, Savannah State. But
all the alumni, all the HBCU alumni, all the people that are in there right now, currently in
for
school.
Sure.
You know, you are doing it right for sure. Yeah.
Man.
All right, y'all. Man. Happy Tuesday. Have a great day. I don't know what y'all weather is wherever you are, but in Dallas, it ain't been nothing, but yesterday was 85 degrees. So,
Sun's out, guns out. Okay. Sun's out, guns out. Okay.
And I don't know what that groundhog saw, but go ahead, give me 6 weeks of early spring, because I'm for it.
All right. Well, there we go, y'all. We're going to be right back here tomorrow at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on Speak Your Success in the Morning. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, Speak Your Success Media. If you enjoy listening to the audio experience, then make sure that you just go ahead and pop in Speak Your Success in the Morning wherever you get your podcast. But family, as always, we got to encourage you, sending you out on a good note. So always remember, family, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?